January Markle, The Harbinger. Here we go again, reviewing a year as it is tied to the prophetic theme in the Bible. How do we limit the items to 10? What stories can be left out? Here are 10 that I feel are essential. 1. Cheering for the Antichrist. When Kamala Harris told a supporter who shouted, "Jesus is Lord," they should maybe go to another rally, I was reminded that much of the world is not cheering for Jesus. As a matter of fact, they are cheering for the Antichrist. They can't wait. Those who uttered the statement were cursed and mocked, but make no mistake, it was God who was being condemned by the crowd. 2. Announcing the Antichrist. The soon arrival of the Antichrist was pre-announced, at the Summer Olympics. He even rode on his predicted white horse. How'd I know? Because of the debauchery of the entire event. God, Jesus, and Christians were denigrated. Jesus was portrayed by an obese homosexual at the Last Supper. Around the world, Christians rightfully changed the channel. But, the globalists were bold to stage this event. 3. The globalists' heads are spinning. They took giant leaps forward with their September pact for the future but were dealt a setback with the election of Donald Trump. Yuval Noah Harari called Trump's victory a death blow to the new global order. He warned that Trump's nationalism poses an existential threat to globalism. Their heads are spinning and exploding. Which is it? Nothing can stop the sprint towards Revelation chapter 13. 4. Americans said enough is enough. Americans watch grandmothers be threatened and jailed. They watched a death cult perform at the Democrat National Convention last summer. They learned that kids they care about might have body parts cut off. And they said enough and turned the political landscape red in 2024. Proper warnings have been given about human, political saviors, but who can blame the people? Enough. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. 5. America was spared the assassination of a presidential candidate by less than a centimeter. But hateful leftists won't politely fade away or go quietly into the night. Many saw the jaw-dropping event on live TV last July. It gave a whole new meaning to the predicted perilous times. God's hand of protection was the biggest takeaway. 6. Twice we watched Israel attacked with a massive Iranian bombardment. And twice, we watched the miracle of the Iron Dome, David's sling, and arrow systems knock almost every projectile out of the sky. Truly, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalms 121:4. Seeing is believing. 7. It has become cool, fashionable, and even acceptable to hate the Jews, worldwide. But a war on Jews is a war on civilization. First, they come for Saturday people, then Sunday people, and then, for anyone standing in their way. But who could have imagined such a global outpouring of hatred toward a people who have only been a blessing to the world? 8. The remnant got smaller. Those who truly understand the times, those who are longing for his appearing, and those who discern the times are shrinking in number. Despite the myriad of signs that tell us that the start of the tribulation period is long overdue, few people are paying attention. Fewer yet are the churches that are awaiting his return. The silence is deafening. 9. The world has sympathy for the devil. Hamas is cheered and celebrated. Do you remember the hostages? What hostages? The world's concern is for the ragtag bunch of tunnel occupiers who have lost their humanity. They are the new barbarians, but the world has made them the new folk heroes. 10. Creation keeps groaning, more than ever. Romans chapter 8 verse 22 suggests that this will happen with more intensity as we get nearer to Christ's return. We must be at the door based on images from America's southeast. Helena and Milton aren't your relatives, but they have carved an imprint on everyone's mind. And such events have intensified all around the world. Of course, I've left off a boatload of stories that are remarkable and just plain stunning. But clearly, we are in amazing times. Record-breaking times. Times where we have to see it to believe it. We're not in Kansas anymore. That's because we're in the end times. The last days. Minutes or seconds before Christ's glorious return. And what did you think the last days would look like? Source: Jan Markle, The Harbinger.